From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our study of God's Word. How good it is to be able to gather again around the Bible. May I remind listeners that our free magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, is available to anyone who contacts me requesting a copy. I hope I hear from you. Our program tonight will again have an extract from the sermon we are featuring and also giving away free. It's entitled The Secret of a Happy New Year, and it was preached by me at the beginning of this new year. We will also continue our Bible study of the life and times of Elijah the prophet. That's all at 9 o'clock this evening. Join with us, please. But back to this morning. Here's a hymn to cheer our hearts. It's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet with the lovely hymn, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. After we listen to it, we will turn to the closing verses of Mark's Gospel, chapter 16.
My heavenly Father,
Please turn with me now to the closing verses of Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. We read from the verse 15 where we have the Saviour speaking to his apostles just before he left them. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We'll end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to our hearts. We're looking at the verses 17 and 18 this morning, continuing our study of the signs that Christ said would follow his apostles. As I said last week, the Saviour, having set forth the essence of the message that the disciples were to preach, verses 15 and 16, he then gives them an assurance of miraculous signs or proofs accompanying their preaching, which would serve to demonstrate the divinity and authority of their mission. I also said that I do not believe that these miraculous accompaniments are to be expected today. These were signs, special signs, given for that age when the gospel was being introduced to a world in total ignorance of the true God. We looked at two of the signs which the Saviour said would accompany the ministry of the apostles, the casting out of devils and speaking in tongues. We come to the third and the fourth signs. First of all, the safe handling of deadly serpents and immunity from poisonous drinks. What does it say in the verse 18? They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. The Greek word translated by the words take up is used in Matthew chapter 14 and the verse 20, and it refers to the disciples gathering up the fragments of food after the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. The same Greek word also appears in Matthew chapter 21 and the verse 21, and is there translated by the phrase, Be thou removed. These phrases give us the picture of the disciples being given not the mere ability to handle poison snakes at will, but, if necessary, gathering them up and removing them away from where they would have been a danger. Now, why would the Saviour give such a power and ability to his apostles? Well, I believe that we will see a suggestion of the answer to that question in the nature of the next gift. We read, If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Verse 18. You see, the deadly serpent and the deadly drink were the common instruments of the assassin, the murderer. The Saviour was giving special protection to his apostles so that their labours would not be cut off by their enemies murdering them. I believe that we have evidences of the miraculous preservation that the apostles enjoyed in the life of Paul. In Acts chapter 14, the verses 19 and 20, we read of Paul being stoned and carried out of the city of Lystra as one dead, but immediately standing up upon his feet and walking back into the city, and the next day setting off on the journey to the neighbouring city of Derbe. That was a miraculous deliverance from an attempt to murder Paul by his enemies. There is a similar instance of his surviving of a murderous beating in Acts chapter 21, the verses 31 and 32. Paul survived this murderous attempt upon his life and was able immediately to stand up and address the crowd, as the rest of the narrative in Acts chapter 21 tells us. There was the incident when Paul was accidentally bitten by a poisonous snake and did not suffer any harm, even though those who saw the incident fully expected him to die in a very short time. Paul and his companions had just survived a shipwreck, and had landed on the shores of the island we call Malta. It was as he was helping to build a fire that the incident happened. Listen as we read the verses. "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm." Acts chapter 28 and the verses 3-6. Here again is an example of the miraculous preservation of life that the apostles enjoyed as a result of the special powers the Saviour bestowed upon them. The last sign that's mentioned here in these verses was that of miraculously healing the sick. This was not a power that was ever at the disposal of the apostles, for there were occasions when such miraculous power was not available. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 20, we read where Paul had to leave a companion behind as he journeyed to Rome as a prisoner because his friend was sick. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 20 reads, "Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus I have left at Miletum sick." This can only tell us that it was only on some occasions that the apostles were able to heal the sick. Thus the gospel message was spread abroad, accompanied by signs and wonders wrought at the hands of its first ambassadors. While the specific signs spoken of here as accompanying the ministry of the apostles, signs and wonders of a different kind still follow the message of the gospel. They are the signs and wonders of hearts changed and lives rescued from sin, which the gospel of Christ alone can work. It is still taking sinners, slaves of wickedness and depravity, and setting them free and gloriously transforming them into new creatures. There are still those in these days who go home having experienced the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ upon their believing of his gospel. And they tell their friends what great things the Lord has done for them. Like the man of Gadara, whose wonderful deliverance we may read about in Mark chapter 5. You too may experience this power of Christ to deliver from sin. What must I do, you say? Why, the answer is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. May you trust him now. Please tune in again this evening at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.